This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. 72 for the high today. I think Breezy may have started something here.
I think I did. I really think I did. But I always do. You know what I mean?
The amount of messages that you ended up getting yesterday after our conversation about you playing matchmaker.
Yeah. It was an influx for sure.
People's curiosity is through the roof.
And listen, after the horrific story that I shared about, I would call it an epic fail of a matchmaking situation. It was really, really, really bad. Nobody was asking for me or my girlfriend to set them up on a date with anybody by any means.
But of course, you took it upon yourself to make dreams come true because one time you set a couple up that ended up getting married. One time it worked out.
Yeah, one time I did. And they're on their third kid right now. So I think they're thriving.
I would stop while you're ahead.
I know, right? You got to go out on top. But I did say something during that chit chat yesterday that a lot of people are hanging on to. And I used the phrase lesbian soiree.
Yes,
talking and describing a party that I went to on Sunday for one of my friends who turned yet another year older. And the reason I called it that was because the majority of people there were lesbians. I mean, that's just our friend group. That's how it is. And it was a good vibe. It was good vibes, good times, for sure.
I have so many unanswered questions of what goes on at these parties, but
a lot of cornhole.
What do you do at... What do you do there?
There was a lot of football.
So
think of just like a darty. It was a darty.
Give us an example of some of the messages you got.
So yesterday, for example, let me head to my DMs right now. I got a message from one of a fellow Instagram friend.
Okay.
And she said, my wife and I were laughing so hard in the car today, and we are so jealous of your lesbian soiree group. How does one get involved?
How does one get involved?
So I sent it to the masses, and I said to the girlies, I said, what do we do here? Where do we go from here? Do we hold like an application process, a Google Doc? Like, because listen, I get it. Being gay in the city, specifically being a lesbian in the city, all you really want is commonality and connection and to be around people who are just like you. And I struggled with that for many, many years. I'm fortunate enough to, I think was it last week or 2 weeks ago I was talking about this, and the ESS test went off in the middle of my very heartfelt, sentimental chat about
it was
making
hilarious.
Friends.
It was hilarious.
It's like so typical, right? That was last Friday.
A middle of a heartfelt conversation, you hear, this is just a test.
I'm like, okay, perfect.
And then it ended with, all right, thank you guys so much. Have a good weekend.
So that was one of like five messages I got, right? About people wanting to like come hang. with us. And now I have a lot of pressure on my shoulders because I feel like I brought someone into the group that was, well, we heard about Jessica yesterday, did we not?
Yeah, we heard about it was crazy, Jessica.
It was a little crazy. So I can't have that amount of pressure. And listen, if I just was friends with everybody who DM'd me, I would come across some people that I don't know if we would vibe. I don't. You know what I mean?
Can I get in on one of these parties?
I don't know. It's like a committee thing, so.
Hold on, let me get to the phones. Hi, PXY, who's this?
My name is Jen America. How we doing? Easy breezy.
Jen America.
Easy breezy.
So Jen America is one of the guests of honor at the lesbian soiree this past weekend. And I would say one of the most important, aside from the actual girl we were celebrating whose birthday it was. And listen, Jenna, I said this to you yesterday in our group chat. We've been getting an influx of these messages of these gals reaching out, these women-loving women that want to be a part of this group. And I just don't know where to go from here. I'm getting an influx of messages. I'm hitting the panic button. What do we do?
Somebody explain to me what this is, because I'm lost.
Okay, listen, the lesbian soiree. This is what you call a group of women-loving women, okay? And guess what happens here? We have a bunch of games going on. You're going to have to go through an interview panel, right? Oh. Right, Breezy?
No, can yeah, you, for sure.
Can you throw a football? Can you throw a football, yes or no?
Yes.
The answer is no, but I do consider myself the token femme of the group. I do.
Is this something that I'm able to go to?
If you take off all those necklaces, then yes.
Because I do love women, too. What's your beef with my necklaces?
I just feel like they're weighing you down.
No, listen. True. Hey, listen. Okay. I wear the crucifix on my neck at all times.
Jesus walks. You know what I'm saying?
All day.
So
my question is, this is typically when you guys do these parties, these get-togethers. it's just for lesbians. It's just for women. But there is a chance for a guy to come if you guys trust him, right?
Yeah, so he, you know, if there is a guy that's going to come, then we call him our honorary lesbian, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they just, it has to be important to us, right? You know, does he make us feel comfortable? Is he an honorary lesbian? Does he fit into the group? You know, I do have to say, we do have one guy that does fit into the group. I'm not going to name him on here, but, you know, there can be another one.
Well, what are you guys, what are you playing cornhole? What are you doing all night?
Yes.
Yeah, no. And I will say this about my dear, dear friend, Jen America. She is a very competitive recreational sports girly.
I can hear it in her voice. She's like a Caitlin Clark on steroids.
All right, hey, I'll take that all day long.
All right, listen, I'm gonna put you on hold so I can get all the details so I can show up at your next event.
But you do have to go through the application I'll go through
the interview process, sure.
As long as you're good with a panel interview, five of us, you know, the top gals, you'll be good.
Name your time and place.
Let's go. I'm excited.
We'll see you at Roar this weekend.
Yeah, okay. Hey, thanks for the call, Jen America.
Hey, see you guys. Have a good day. You
bye, too. Jenna.
She's a good girl. Speaking of Roar, you know they got robbed again two nights in a row?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's really bad over
there. Maybe we're not going this weekend.
You need a backup plan.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Okay, so here's the deal this morning. Charlotte's on the phone. She's from Irondequoit. Has an 8-year-old, has a 12-year-old daughter who friend came over for dinner or was just kind of already at the house, and Charlotte ended up offering. You know, it's the polite thing to do.
Yeah, if you're going to be here during dinner time, you can eat with us for dinner.
Exactly. Well, her daughter's friend did not approve of anything they were eating, so the girl's mother ordered DoorDash to Charlotte's home for her. And now Charlotte is asking the question, I don't know. I feel a little bit insulted. Was this incredibly rude? Yes or no? What do you guys think? 585-252-9800. Let's get her on the phone with us. Hi, good morning, Charlotte. Thanks for coming on the show with us.
Thanks. Smooth and breezy. Good to see you guys.
Good morning.
Well, talk to you.
Sure.
So break down what happened with the, you know, the whole DoorDash thing.
Yeah. So my daughter had a friend over, and this friend has been over multiple times, and she wasn't interested in eating any of the foods that we had offered her. And so offered her a couple other things. She wasn't interested. And next thing I know it, DoorDash is arriving. Her mom had, I guess she called her mom, and her mom ordered her some food, which I thought was incredibly rude. I had no idea how to handle that.
And right,
then when
okay.
her mom, yeah, and then her mom came to pick her up and was like, thank you for having her. It's really nice of you. And then she gave me a list that she wrote out. It's like, these are the items that, you know, she will normally eat, that she's good with. She's just such a picky eater. And so now you know for next time. And,
oh, God, that's brave of her.
Yeah, I was dumbfounded. I just stood there like, I didn't even know what to say.
Because you go out of your way to constantly invite your daughter's friend over. If she's there, you'll invite her to dinner.
Yeah.
You'll put a plate down for her. And
absolutely.
So this time around, for whatever reason, what were you making that she didn't like? That her mom had to go out of her way to DoorDash a meal to you?
It was like a pasta with, you know, like some Alfredo and pancetta and peas and
I would eat that
sort of thing.
She saw the peas and was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Sounds like a good meal to me.
Fat, covered in sauce.
So the exchange with the mom, how did that end?
I would love to say that I handled it really cleverly, but I honestly was just like, oh, great. Thank you. Yeah. Just went into auto people pleasing. I didn't know
what to
do.
I think you have every right to be pissed off. I think it was super rude. But obviously,
yeah.
You know, we'll hear what other people have to say.
Well, I was kind of pissed, but I think my husband was actually more insulted.
So, like, I mean, I get it, but I don't know if it's warranted. I don't know if being pissed off is warranted. I mean, like, you didn't pay for the food. I get why it's annoying, but, like, is it really worth burning the calories over? I don't know.
I mean, if you're going out of your way to constantly feed their kid, and then she has the audacity to give you a list, is she paying for those items? She's like, here, just have a supply of this when my daughter comes
over. But, like, I've also been in this situation where I've gone to a dinner party, and, like, I don't eat red meat. And, like, that's what they were having, so I just brought my own food. Like, okay. No skin off your back. I'll just figure it out myself.
I don't know. How old are these kids? Yeah. How old's your daughter and her friend?
She's 12.
Okay,
she's 12. They're both 12.
I don't know. This is definitely something I would do at that age. I mean, I used to order pizzas on the tennis bus. Like, this is not. I'm not foreign to this whatsoever.
I don't know. Mm. You know, it's one thing. It's. But here's the thing: why it's different is because she didn't go out of her way to order this food herself. Her mom did it for her. So that's where it gets a little sticky. See what I'm saying? You see the gray area?
Well, I mean, her mom wants to make sure she's eating.
I get that. I don't know, man. I think it was rude. That's where I'm at.
No, I'm not saying it wasn't rude. I'm just saying it's not like she's over here like, hey, can I grab your credit card super quick? I'm going to order something. Like, she figured it out. She handled it. Maybe she could have been a little more discreet about it. But.
DoorDash, it's at the door. Thanks for your message. We'll get to some... calls and texts coming in right now.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
All right, thanks. Bye. Okay, hit us up. 585-252-9800. What do you guys think? I'd love to hear from our listeners on this one because, I don't know, for me, yeah, it was a little, it was 100% rude, you know? Because, obviously, I have an immigrant father who said, you eat what's on the table or you move out.
I don't know.
We have a choice. And when I had, and I know times are different, because growing up, we were all riding bikes to each other's homes, and we just happened to come by after school, after sports.
Right.
And the mom would be like, hey, you know, honey, did you want to stay for dinner? They didn't be like, what do you want in my house?
Right.
What can I get you? It's not a restaurant.
But, okay. But I, on the other end, I will say that if you were to have a guest over to your house for a dinner party or something along those lines, you do ask, hey, like, do you have any dietary restrictions?
Sure.
Like, would you eat something like this? Like, is it because they're a child that you just don't care and you don't respect their opinion? And also, not for nothing, I think it was about a month back, we talked about that mom who sent the Venmo request to her child's friend's mother and was like, I'm charging you for the amount of flushes your daughter took and the amount of tissues they use and all that stuff.
It's extreme.
And it's like, okay, if you're that hard up for cash, I will supply her with her own. Because some parents, I'm not saying, I mean, that's obviously a very extreme case, but some parents are. Like, I talked about, I went out to dinner with my friend's father, and after my parents just took her on a lavish vacation in New York City, and I gave him $20. He was like, it was 22 with the soda. And it's like, bro,
yeah.
Like, what are we doing here?
And I get that. And listen, dinner parties, that's one thing. Those are planned. Your friend just happening to be over after school and offering them food and them rejecting it, I think that's something totally different.
But doesn't it kind of, I don't know, in my opinion, it shows a little bit of, I mean, the fact that the mom ordered is a little weird, but it shows a little bit of independence. Like, nah, I can get my own stuff.
Times, like you said, times are different now. People
times
have
are
more
very
options.
Different. They People are have, very different.
Hi, Rachel. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I have a 15-year-old, and she goes to her friend's house all the time. And, like, we have a rule, because luckily she has no allergies. I agree that if it was, like, an allergy or a food diet thing, it would be totally different. But she has a rule that, like, you try what you're given. If you don't like it, then you don't like it. And you can just eat something else when you get home, or you're going to be hungry.
Right. But do you tell her to just fake it and eat it, or just politely say, I mean, what do you tell her to do?
She just, like, she'll take a couple bites, and she'll be like, oh, I'm not that hungry, thank you.
Oh, got
it. And that's what we do, just to be polite and respectful. Because, like, she's eating things that she has no problem eating at my house, but she'll say, like, you make it better, or it doesn't taste the same, so she won't eat it at somebody else's house.
Right, right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, this person is weighing in and says, me as a kid going to a friend's house for dinner, we'd eat around what we didn't like, but kids are different nowadays. And then this person, actually pushing back on everybody, saying, the friend is a guest in your home. I don't know about you, but when my teen's friends come over, I ask them what they like to eat. Just like you would ask any guest in your house what they would like to eat or what they can tolerate or what they would eat. I mean, they're a guest in your house.
That's kind of weird, too, because I've had kids over and, like, I will check with the parents ahead of time. Like, hey, these are the foods we plan on making. Is this something that they're comfortable eating?
So, yeah, like, but here's
I don't know why these parents don't really talk beforehand unless they're not that close. But if
right.
like, girls are that good of friends, you'd think they would communicate a little better.
Or just talk to the kid, like, hey, do you eat spaghetti, Sally? No, not
yeah,
really.
That's the thing. Right, me and my friends were constantly just popping over. So it wasn't whole this planned event. If they happen to be there and my parents were cooking, hey, this is what we're having. Do you want to stay?
Yeah, no one just, like, pops over these days. There's more of a planning process when it comes to that. Like, kids are busy with sports and extracurriculars. Like, no one's just popping over.
No one's riding bikes over the house anymore.
No, they're not.
Nobody's doing it. Rachel, thanks so much for the call.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. So, I mean, I get what everybody's saying here. I'm just, like, I'm different, man.
But
you eat what's on the table or go home.
I don't know.
Simple as that.
I don't agree. And I also think that we've just changed so much as a society. And yes, we're softer and we're more participation trophy motivated and all that BS. But I don't know. Things are different. No one's just popping over anymore. Like, no one's just riding their bike around the neighborhood and stopping into Sally's. Like, that's just not how it works anymore.
I see it all the time, you know, with kids that have my friend's son. Kids are coming over all the time. Hey, can so-and-so come out and play?
No one plays outside. What
People
are you talking
are still doing
about?
It. Crazy.
No, they do not.
They do.
They don't.
Not as much as they used to, but there are kids still playing outside. I'm telling you
they
that
can't
right
get
now
off their phone.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. Thanks for all the calls and messages. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. We got to ask the question, does anybody do this? You put a napkin over the garbage can.
Mm-hmm.
So if you throw a piece of trash out, I don't know, let's say you ate your mother's last Hot Pocket. Excuse me, Lean Pocket.
Of course.
And of course, you want to hide the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Do you place a napkin over the last piece of trash you just placed in the bin to keep it discreet.
So I've definitely done this before, but I have been seeing like an influx of this on, surprisingly enough, TikTok.
Yes,
it's classic.
It's where all the trends go to die.
No, fully. So I was looking at this, and this girl was like, "Tell me that you grew up in a strict household without telling me you grew up in a strict household." And it's like, type A, very anal people, even their trash is organized. Like, I get it. The trash isn't like fun to look at, but these kids would like actually get in trouble by their parents if they didn't cover up the last thing that they threw away in the trash with a paper towel.
See, I'm type A, but
I feel like this is something you would definitely do.
The one thing I do is I always put like fabric softener sheets in the
trash. You do?
Oh yeah, it keeps the trash can smelling nice.
See, I don't even own fabric softener sheets.
Yeah, so I always put those in the trash can, and I constantly make sure if the trash gets like to the half midpoint, it goes out right away. I don't wait for it to overflow. So as soon as the trash gets to half full in the garbage can, it goes out.
Okay.
But because I live alone, I don't care what's in there. Right. I don't need to cover it up.
So moms are also using this tactic as well by secretly throwing away their kids' old crafts or annoying toys, putting them in the trash.
Don't want to hurt their feelings.
And putting a paper towel over it. So if they were to go into the trash and throw away their little juice box, they wouldn't see their annoying toy that sings every day, every hour on the hour. And
tickle
get
me
upset.
Elmo.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Another thing, and I don't know, I know you cook, but I think we cook very differently. I'm a very, messy cooker.
You like to pull the frozen pad thai right out of the box.
I'll tell you.
Throw it in a pan.
I'll tell you one thing. A paper towel hates to see me coming when I'm cooking because I'll go through a whole roll. Like, I will go through it because I'm constantly like washing my hands and like preparing the next thing, and I'm taking a paper towel and, you know, wiping my hands or drying my hands. By the end, I mean, literally just last night alone, because I made chili for the chili cook-off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I probably used...
You went through a roll.
God, 15,
it's so 15 wasteful.
Paper towels.
But that's how I am with napkins. And I used to get yelled at by my grandpa. He's like, "Why are you using so many napkins?"
Yeah.
We'd be at dinner and it'd just be a pile of napkins. And I still do that today. I took, you know, me and my buddy, we go out to dinner. Where were we? I don't know. I think we were at Dinosaur.
Okay. Well, that's different.
30 napkins in front of me.
That's different.
He had two. And I could not grasp how people do that. Don't you feel the need? Like, don't you have to clean your hands? I don't know. I can go through a whole pack of napkins the same way you can paper towel.
I know. I don't have napkins in the house. And if I do, well, that's not true. I do have napkins, but they're decorative, so I don't like to use them.
So if you are type A personality like I am, and I'm not doing this, but if you have kids or other people you live with, most likely you're making sure that your trash can
has a paper towel over it.
It's aesthetically pleasing. The same way some of you are decorating the inside of your fridge, which just blows my mind.
The fridgescaping.
The candles, the picture frames of the family.
It's simply too much. It's too much. And I wish I could be that girly who's like putting the paper towel over the trash can. But that would require you to have a trash can. And I don't believe in keeping trash in my house. I just don't.
The only time I've done this is at work. Like, Breezy stores a bunch of her protein shakes
in
the fridge. And anytime I've had them without asking her, I'll throw them in the trash can and then I'll cover it up with something else. So yeah, that does make sense. I have done this before.
Those are $30 for a 10-pack. I'm Venmo requesting you $5. No, this is ridiculous. Are you joking?
This is the only
time. You can only have the Premier Protein, not the Core Life.
The Core Life is where it's at. Those are the ones I like to drink. Thank you so much, by the way.
No, I'm pissed.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.